Good morning, a Friday morning. And that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Today we start with a story about thermal imaging. Explain.
Shepherd Communication and Security in Colony has designed new body temperature readers in response to the pandemic. The thermal imaging system can detect elevated body temperatures and flag an individual for additional tests. Businesses can use the system's options to screen employees or visitors before allowing them to enter their building. Shepherd worked with a number of manufacturers to design the products in response to what some organizations, including the Albany Airport, said that they needed during this time. Several organizations in the region already have a Shepherd system installed, including Hudson Valley Community College, SUNY Polytechnic Institute, and some of the Greene County government buildings. Shepherd had received fewer of its regular orders last year, but the growth from this new service offset that slower pace. The company generated nearly $500,000 in new revenue last year just from the imaging systems business and expects that to grow even more this year. The company has two systems available. One is a larger device assembled as a cart and can pick up individuals' elevated body temperatures out of a large group, and is capable of scanning 5 to 8 people per second. It's said to be ideal for convention centers or other public spaces. There's also a smaller system meant to screen individuals. Besides the screening, the system can identify if the person's wearing a mask, and it can even ask COVID-related screening questions. The company has 18 employees in Albany and 38 in Albany, Utica, and Canastota.
From there, we're going to talk about Albany apartment developments that are seeking some tax breaks.
That's right. A total of 478 apartments would be created under separate plans, which were outlined last week for the city's Industrial Development Agency's Finance Committee. To qualify for the tax breaks, the developers must document why the investments wouldn't be feasible without exemptions on sales tax for construction materials, mortgage recording tax, and/or property taxes. Hundreds of construction workers would be employed for these projects, but the number of new permanent jobs would be much less. The proposals include demolishing the Crest Hill Suites on Washington Avenue to build a 5-story, 560-bed student apartment across from University at Albany. Another proposal is demolishing 9 vacant structures at the corner of Quail Street and Western Avenue to build a 5-story mixed-use building called the Lofts at Pine Hills. Another is converting a 90,000-square-foot warehouse into a mixed-use building with commercial space at 425 North Pearl Street. And another proposal is the renovation of 4 vacant row houses and a former school on Clinton Avenue to build a 3-story mixed-use building with commercial space to be leased by Albany Center for Economic Success. No action was taken yet except for the Clinton Ave project, which was the subject of a public hearing and a recommendation from the committee that the exemptions be approved by the full board this week.
She is Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.